Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Washington Redskins being stripped of 6 trademark registrations by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, which is usually as controversial as cilantro. Their reasoning was the football team's name was disparaging to Native Americans, and thus in violation of laws banning offensive language. Although to many Americans, it's the locational part of the name that is most repugnant. Conservatives fear this sort of thing could snowball and cause many nicknames to be rethought. For instance, should the Pittsburgh Pirates be compelled to switch their name because it could be considered offensive to families who have been pillaged? What about the Fighting Irish? Do you really think drunken leprechauns with fists cocked are responsible role models for today's university students? The Utah Jazz is an odious appellation to anybody possessing a modicum of musical taste. And the name Oklahoma is Choctaw for red people. Should they be forced to repeal their name, or can we just get rid of the state altogether? What about people? Does the same logic mandate that anybody named Hitler has to change their name so as not to remind victims, relatives of their crimes? Adolf? Manson? What about Bush? And if owner Daniel Snyder does cave to the rising controversy, which direction will he go? Something indicative of the town? The Senators won't work. Baseball tried, and it depressed the players so much the team was forced to move. Twice. Or a good attempt to capture the true spirit of the town with the Washington Slippery Slopes. Or the Ethical Sliders. If you want intimidating, how about the Washington Filibusterers? Or the Drones? But if honoring the Indian nations of America is, as you say, your actual goal, how about the Washington Treaty Breakers? Ooh, that's scary. For Will Durst.com, I'm Will Durst.